This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
All over the world, they celebrate the birth of that baby. And everybody gets time warp from work. Now, if that ain't proof that he's the son of God, then nothing is.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's not gonna make it to town.
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. Oh, listen to that Christmas stuff. That's a Grateful Dead playing Run Rudolph. And there's a sleigh. Hey, passing by right now. All right, Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah to all you listeners out there. If you have to work, well, you might as well have some fun and listen to us, you know. Taxi Dave Show. It's not everybody who has to work on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, but I do. So if you're working, I feel for you. I definitely understand it. It was a beautiful day in New York today, and traffic is still unbelievable. You figure that there wouldn't be much traffic, but everything around the Trump building is unbelievable. That's like 56th Street and 5th Avenue. It's really amazing. Crosstown, uptown, even over on 6th Avenue, over on Madison Avenue. I mean, it affects like a half a square mile. It's really, really crazy. But one of the... Oh, by the way, our phone number here is 800-321-0710. In case anybody's listening and wants to call in, if you want to talk about any of these subjects, the New World Trade Center, subway entrance, two commissioners resigned from the taxi commission, there's a new tourism record in New York. You can pay for parking by smartphone, college savings account, and get a tax break. The TNC bill up in Albany, the cost of cashless tolls, pictures with all summonses. Tony Avella made a big announcement this week. A database for ride hail for sexual reports and New York City tax collections. So we can get all about that. But the master plan, you see, the master plan is for no cars with drivers in New York City. You think the bike lanes taking up a whole lane is an accident? You think the bus lanes only is an accident? So there's two or three lanes in the middle, and then trucks make delivery, so there's one or two lanes. You think that's by accident? That's not by accident. That's on purpose. They don't want you to be driving in New York City. Everyone wants to be the first to have autonomous cars. Well, you know what? It's too late, because if you look at Norway, they just hit 100,000 all-electric vehicles on the road. That's 3% of all of Norway's fleet. And they give you incentives. They pay no charges. They don't pay any tolls on the road. They don't pay for ferries. If you park in a municipal lot, it's totally free. And guess what? You can use the bus lanes. All right? The bus lanes. How many times have we been saying it only makes sense if you're driving in a yellow cab who happens to be paying an MTA tax on every fare? Why shouldn't you be able to use the bus lane if you have a fare? So you're going one block every minute, and the buses in the bus lane in 1 minute are covering half a mile. It doesn't make sense. Folks, it doesn't make sense. Okay, our number here is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@aol.com. That's taxihail@aol.com. Well, you know what Jay Leno says about autonomous cars? He says he's all for autonomous cars. And he said half of the cars on the road today are autonomous. Anyway, with people reading and texting or putting on lipstick. So if we had cars like that, at least something will be paying attention. Good line, Jay. I appreciate that. And Okay, let's start with this. I'll never forget 9/11, but anyway, there's a new subway entrance for the first time that's opening since 9/11, the E-Train at the World Trade Center, and it provides direct access for the PATH train. The PATH takes you from Hoboken, New Jersey, under the Hudson River, to the World Trade Center, and that is now open. Of course, the new E-Train entrance is not handicapped accessible, which is par for the course for the MTA, but that's another story. Now, that said, on 9/11, I used to take a train down to Hoboken, New Jersey, and then I would take the PATH train, because once you got on the PATH train, you didn't have to go outside. The PATH train, under the World Trade Center, and you walked to the E-Train, and it took me a couple of blocks from my office. It was great. And the morning of 9/11, I have a newspaper called Taxi Insider. And my newspaper was going to be ready at about 11 o'clock. I drove in that morning. And all I could think about at 9:59 when the first building crashed and at 10:28 when the second building crashed, the last thing, months and months later, they found at the site was a pancaked train, PATH train. And I thank God that I wasn't on that train on 9/11. Anyway, nothing like bringing your heads up on Christmas, huh? Okay, so there's the E-Train is back at the World Trade Center. Also, we got our first email in. This is from Mr. Khan, and I bought an independent accessible medallion from the last TLC auction in February of 2014. I did not receive any conversion costs from the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Now I'm only receiving the 50 cents per trip. Am I eligible for hack-up payments of $14,000 and triannual inspections for 4 years of $16,000? This is what the city does, folks. Half of the yellow cabs have to become wheelchair accessible. As they retire their vehicles, half of them become wheelchair accessible. Those wheelchair accessible vehicles get $14,000 up front and then $1,300 three times a year for inspections. So that's $4,000 a year for 4 years, $16,000 and $14,000. Theoretically, over 4 years, you get $30,000. However, if you borrowed money from your family, maxed out your credit cards, and purchased an accessible medallion from the last auction that the City of New York had back in February of 2014, all those medallions had to be accessible. Guess what? You are not entitled to the $14,000 nor the $1,300. And those people paid an average of $900,000. For those medallions to partner with the city. And what do they get now? Well, you've heard some of the phone calls. You've heard some of our guests. They really don't get anything. They get no support. There's no enforcement against illegal street hails. NYPD hasn't stepped up to the plate yet. There are... just raise your hand in New York City. Only a yellow cab is supposed to be able to pick up street hails. Does anybody else ever stop for you? Let me know, 800-321-0710. You know, I feel sometimes you feel like you're talking and nobody's listening. You know, I went to a shrink today because I felt that way. And I said, doctor, I feel nobody's listening to me. You know what he said? Next. Here's an email. I guess it's easier to email in traffic because you're not going anywhere. Hi, Taxi Dave. Driving in the city's become insane. Nobody can move anymore. New York City streets have become like a parking lot because of Uber, Lyft, via bike lanes, and stupidity from the Department of Transportation. Where is the Department of Transportation Commissioner? The Taxi and Limousine Commissioner? Where's the mayor and the governor? Those people are responsible for delaying all 911 calls due to this traffic. Well, there you go. There you go. Actually, I saw the Greek Wedding movie.
Yeah.
And then the father, they always say, there you go. Anyway. All right. Tourism in New York City. Do you wish you could come to New York City? Sure you do. Everybody wants to come to New York City.
Why not?
Yeah, it's a good place.
Beautiful.
There's a lot to see, a lot to do, especially this time of year. You listeners know I took my grandchildren a couple of weeks ago down to Rockefeller Center. And by the way, we are broadcasting live from the Today Show studios at Rockefeller Center. Okay, we're watching all the ice skaters outside. Very nice. We have a tree with 50,000 lights this year. Usually there's 30,000. There's 50,000 lights this year. You're the twinkle in my eye. And it's just, it's like the epicenter of Christmas on the East Coast anyway. It's great to be here. There's been an all-time record with 60.3 million visitors visiting New York City for the first time ever. That many people. It's the seventh year in a row that travel and tourism has grown in New York City. Now, travel and tourism, according to the city of New York, it sustains more than 375,000 jobs in New York City. And in the last year, that's a gain of 15,000 new jobs. So there you go. Again, 375,000 jobs, 60.3 million tourists in New York City. Now, break that down. Not everyone comes from another country. 47.5 million of the people, of the visitors, the tourists, come from the United States. So they come from other states. And about 12.5 million come from other international markets. So you might think about hotel demand. Hotel demand has grown this year by 1.2 million. And it generated 34.9 million hotel room nights. Okay, so by the end of this year, an all-time record, just about 35 million hotel nights in New York City. And there's more than 111 hotel rooms. They're expecting in New York City to add 24,000 new hotel rooms within the next couple of years, on top of what we have already. And why do people come into New York City? There's always so much to do. I mean, I was downtown by City Hall last week, and someone says, where's Ground Zero? Another one says, where's Ground Zero? A tour bus has stopped at a light, and a guy says, this is my first time in New York. So I yelled up at him, and I said, welcome to New York. Now go home. And but there are things that go on. From January 23rd to February 10th is New York City Restaurant Week. Hundreds of restaurants. Wait a second. That's more than 2 weeks. Somebody in New York City doesn't know how to count. A one and a two and a five. But Restaurant Week is January 23rd through February 10th. New York City Broadway Week is January 17th through February 5th. You can get some good deals. And Off-Broadway Week is February 27th through March 12th. So, from January 17th to the 5th, you can get 2-for-1 admissions for tours. It's something called New York City Attractions Week. Tours, culture, performing arts, like the Brooklyn Museum, the Circle Line sightseeing cruises. Everybody who comes to New York should really take a Circle Line sightseeing cruise. It's really great seeing it from the outside before you see it from the inside. You'll get discounts to Lincoln Center for the performing arts, Madame Tussauds in New York, Museum of Modern Art, and the One World Observatory. So those are some of the things that happen in New York City the beginning of the year that help promote tourism to get over 60 million tourists.
Wow.
This year. It's really amazing. Well, I think I was right when I said that to my psychologist. I don't think anybody's listening. 800-321-0710. Merry Christmas. We're here with Santa.
Happy Hanukkah.
Well, thank you. Happy Hanukkah to you and to all our listeners. And, well, we have a caller. Gladys, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Kwanzaa. What brings you to the Taxi Dave Show on this Christmas night? I could hardly hear. I can't hear you. Shut off your radio and talk to me.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Okay.
No, I'm just working here.
Shut off your radio, please.
We're working.
Shut off your radio.
We're working.
You're working.
I'm saying that we're driving empty in the city like always lately.
Why do you say you're driving empty?
We're always driving empty lately.
Really? Even in the cold weather? Even on Christmas Day?
Yes, even on Christmas Day, we're driving empty. Most of the cabs are empty. I was just going to make a comment about what you said of the visitors. All the millions of people that come into the city. But they should not take in cabs. They don't take cabs anymore.
Well, they should take yellow cabs. Do you ever get a tourist ask you to take you for a tour in New York City?
No. I haven't seen that in years.
Wow. Well, you don't know what you're missing, folks. When you come into New York City, if you really want to see the city, hail Gladys's cab. Just put your hand up and she'll stop for you. And say, you know what? Take me to downtown New York. I want to see Chinatown. I want to see Little Italy. I want to see Tribeca, where Taxi Dave broadcasts. Yeah, I do. I want to see the Woolworth Building and City Hall.
But anyway, I mean it really, Dave. No, business is not good for cabs, even with all those visitors.
Well, it sounds like doom and gloom, Gladys. So are you working Christmas night because you have to? We lost her. Okay, that's what happens. You know, cell phones are tricky this time of year, but I want to thank Gladys for calling into the Taxi Dave show. Here's an email we just got. Taxi Dave, I know someone who summoned an Uber in Midtown and got a green cab. I know Uber is working with all the cars on the road, but what about Rule 82-13, blah, 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 which states a street hail livery license must ensure that a driver of the street hail livery accepts packs by hail from the street only in the hail zone and does not accept prearranged trip beginning with the prearranged exclusionary zone. This is crystal clear. How can it be happening? P.S., it's a $500 fine. You are absolutely right. It is against the law for any green car, that's an SHL, to be picking up below 96th Street on the east side or below 110th Street on the west side. No matter if it's dispatched. No matter if it's an accessible car. No matter what. They're not allowed to be picking up street hails. And if you do see that, since you're stuck in traffic anyway, Gladys, take a pen and write the location, the date, the time, and the plate number. And TLC will act upon it. Okay? Ira, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, thanks.
You're on.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to everybody out there.
No,
hello,
thank
Dave.
You. Yeah.
How are you, buddy?
I'm fantastical.
Okay, what I wanted to talk about was how the MTA wants to raise the bus fare, but in the meantime, you got dollar vans picking up all over the place in Queens, Rosedale, Springfield Gardens, Flatbush Avenue, Brooklyn, all over the Bronx, and they're robbing the MTA of all these millions of dollars. The TLC ought to enforce the laws about busing.
You're absolutely right. They really should. Once again,
the MTA is losing millions of dollars.
Well, once again, it's a lack of enforcement. So what do you do for a living, may I ask, Ira?
Well, I'm a retired firefighter, but I'm an ex-medallion owner, and I am honestly doing Uber right now.
And how are you finding that? Are you working now or are you at home?
I'm at home.
Okay, well, Gladys is out there working in the yellow cab. So do you feel that Uber fares take away from yellow taxi fares?
I feel that Uber has ruined the transportation business for the driver.
Why? I mean, aren't you all for giving 30% to Uber?
Well, I have no problem. Well, it's 20%, and 10% covers the sales tax and the black car fund. Uber is nothing but another car service, but there's no reason for a company like Uber or Lyft to charge 30 to 50% less than a yellow cab or a black car. It's horrible.
Are you with Uber X?
Yes, I am.
I see. Because a lot of those drivers complain they don't make enough to earn a living.
Well, you could make it, but you have to work a million hours. I mean, it really comes out to you making $20-$25 an hour. It's horrible.
Some people say it's less after all the expenses, gas and wear and tear on the car.
It's probably less after that. Yes, you're right.
But those you were talking about those dollar vans, or are they $2 vans now?
I don't know what they are, but they're all over the place, and they're picking up all over Queens, Flatbush, because I haven't been on the road. Just the last year and a half I've been out driving. I hadn't been on the road for years, and I see it every day. I see illegal cabs with Pennsylvania plates all over Church Avenue, Kings Highway in Brooklyn. Because with the Uber, you're getting all over the place. And the things that I'm seeing, the MTA, the TLC is definitely not doing their job. What they're doing is they're breaking chops on legitimate drivers who are licensed and insured, and they're not taking care of the ones that are not.
You're absolutely right. Not only that, they have a limited uniformed workforce. You know, how many cars are out there on the road that are licensed by them? Well over 100,000. I mean, there's 42,000 Ubers alone and 13,600 yellow cabs. So when you have 160 officers, that's all they have. Mm. And there's three shifts. Then there's sick time, vacation time. How many are working inside? So you
there's
have
really
more probably than 20 uniformed officers on the streets of New York City to monitor 100,000 vehicles. So, and it's very rare that they work alone. They usually work in groups or in twos to cover each other. So they can't be all over the place. And NYPD must help and enforce the laws of New York City, whether it's dollar vans, whether it's illegal street hails. Do you agree with that?
Well, being from that background, I don't think that the New York City Police Department has the time or the resources to take care of that. That's what the TLC is for. That's what maybe the MTA police are for. But the NYPD, they have plenty of work to do.
They're adding 2,000 new officers before the end of the year. And the TLC, every time they add a class of 60, the old 60 go to corrections or go to the MTA because TLC doesn't pay much money. It's a catch-22. There's not enough.
The NYPD loses officers all the time to other police departments, too.
That's true, but there's a lot of people living here who want to be with NYPD. And by the way, there's also 500 anti-terrorist officers, and those officers are not picked off from different precincts. That is a separate group specifically to fight anti-terrorism in New York City, that group of special 500s. And I got to tell you, I never thought I'd see the day where guys with machine guns were down by the Rockefeller Center tree right outside, but there's a certain comfort level you have when you see them.
It certainly is. And, you know, post 9/11, our world here in New York has changed, you know. Everything is different since then, but getting back to the fare hike, it's unfair to the people that the MTA is losing millions of dollars to all these illegal vans and cars, and the legitimate operator again is being harassed by the TLC when they should be out doing their job, which is enforcing illegal operators.
Well, you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. For every illegal fare, for every illegal street hail, and that includes dollar vans, MTA isn't getting their money. On dollar vans, they're not getting the fares. And on legal street hails, they're not getting the 50 cents.
Yep.
So it's totally...
Dave, I got to tell you, I listen to your show every Sunday. I enjoy it. And I want to wish you a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a healthy and happy New Year.
Thanks a lot, Ira.
And to all your listeners, too.
Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. By the way, every day in New York State, on this website, there's $1 million returned to people for filing claims online. It's the Office of the State Comptroller. Go to his website, Office of State Comptroller, and put in search for lost money. That's all you have to put in. Search for lost money, and it has a place. Put your name and put your first name, put your last name. I did it, and I found out there's like 42 David Pollocks in New York State. And a few of them live around here. I didn't have any money waiting there, but it's very interesting. So you may get a little extra Christmas present if you go to the Office of the State Comptroller's website, search for lost monies, and there's $380 million right now just sitting there waiting to be taken by people like you. Here's an email. Dear Taxi Dave, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Would be nice for the environment and our future if the TLC in the city would change that WCA taxi cabs programs and demanding hybrid and electric taxis. Hybrid taxis are vanishing, getting retired. WCA cabs take more space. That's wheelchair accessible cabs take more space and no room to pull over. Top of that, those wheelchair accessible cabs aren't really fuel efficient cars compared to the hybrid taxis. Steve, you're absolutely right. They're not. We agree with you, but it was a judge's decision, and yellow cabs are turning into accessible cars. They're not hybrids. They're not fuel-efficient compared to hybrids. And once again, the Uber cars do not have one accessible car. What's the matter with people? Okay, we're going to take a break in a couple of minutes, but there's a bill pending up in Albany. The governor wanted to have a special session, and part of it was to pass this Uber bill, they're calling it, a TNC bill, Technology Network Company bill, the TNC bill. And nobody is thinking about what'll happen in New York City. You just heard Ira on the phone. There are guys with plates from Florida and wherever, Michigan, picking up illegal street hails and bus stops in Brooklyn. There's illegal street hails going on in Midtown Manhattan. If this bill goes through as written, what's going to stop people from registering in Nassau County and Westchester County and going pick up street hails and saying, hey, there's no enforcement anyway, unless NYPD can step up to the plate? I wasn't kidding, Commissioner O'Neill, when I spoke with you. I know you told me that Chief Chan is going to call me, and I'm looking forward to that phone call. But my gosh, there's a safety issue here, a big safety issue here. And here's an example. City Councilman Gorodnik is introducing a bill to create a public record of all sexual assaults and sexual harassment incidents that happen inside vehicles operated by the Taxi and Limousine Commission, which include Uber and Lyft and other ride-hail services. Okay? So BuzzFeed News investigation, they found that Uber received 5 claims of rape and 170 claims of sexual assault in Uber rides. So it's happening. Okay, there's a safety issue here. We need everybody. We have to keep New York City protected. And you start protecting. You want to bring your state troopers in to stay by the bridges? I got a better idea. Bring them in to give out tickets for illegal street hails. MTA will be making more money. The sexual predators will get out of town. That's the right thing to do. Now, we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Melrose Credit Union is your mortgage and commercial loan headquarters. If you're considering a loan on a commercial business or even refinancing your home or buying a home, contact Melrose Credit Union. All right, when we come back, phone number once again, 800-321-0710. Next! And our email address is taxihail@aol.com. All right, Merry Christmas, and stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
You don't upset me, Fred Sampson. I have the feeling of Christmas.
And the face of Halloween.
There is no Christmas like a soul Christmas. No, no. You know Santa Claus, yeah, yeah, yeah. Got to have a soul, not my ear. To travel around the world.
Ho, ho, ho. My children listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Ho, 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 ho. Taxi Dave listeners don't get cold. They get money, greenbacks. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get that from here. Your mortgage and commercial loan headquarters. Did you hear, you know about the New York's 529 college savings program? Well, you can open a savings account, and it's tax deductible. One person up to $5,000, a married couple up to $10,000. Just to let you know, so a contribution for a college savings account, NY-529 it's called, and you can deduct from your taxes, if you're a single person, up to $5,000. Thought I'd mention that to you. So, Virgilio from the Bronx sent this email in. Will you please have someone explain the detail in this new gimmick by the New York City Department of Transportation? Is anyone making this proposal thinking of landing a job with Zipcar and Company in the future? I'm not trying to sound cynical, but he's talking about this article that was in the newspaper that said the New York City is dedicating parking spaces for Zipcar and other car share firms. And Polly Trottenberg has been on the show, the transportation commissioner, told the New York City Council at a hearing that they're going to launch a 2-year pilot program dedicating, you ready for this, 300 spots for vehicles at city-owned parking facilities and 300 parking places on local streets. There's no parking places left. Where are the taxi stands? Where are the taxi stands? All 5 boroughs are going to get spaces for Zipcar and other car-sharing firms.
Polly Trottenberg mentioned certain areas in the outer boroughs, such as Park Slope, Astoria, Jamaica, and Washington Heights. She also said the DOT would work with NYPD to ensure parking spots are enforced. Well, if she can get the NYPD to enforce laws, why doesn't she do anything about legal street hails? Huh?
Yeah.
That'll get rid of a lot of cars in New York City who don't belong there. Don't you think? Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's that? Christine, who's next on the Taxi Dave Show?
Yes, Dave.
Hi, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and Claire.
Thank you. Turn off your radio.
I don't have it on. I have my speaker on my cell phone. I went to my 38th assembly thingy on Thursday, and I had a nice little chat with Mike Miller.
He's the assemblyman from that area?
Right. So it's kind of filling him in a little bit. I'm hoping he's listening to your show tonight.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he was saying a lot of his staffers use Uber, and I was like, well, that's kind of not good. So let him know why, of course. And for him to try to help, you know, the yellow and the green cabs out. He's like, isn't TLC doing anything? I said, no, not a darn thing.
So now, he has to know that there's only 20 enforcement officers on the street at any given time. That's all they have. You know, NYPD has a lot more than 20 officers on the street at any given time. That's why we need NYPD involved. That's what the politicians need to hear. Everyone says, oh, the TLC takes care of that. It's an easy thing. You know, and I shouldn't say you know so much, but you have the governor looking to pass this bill. In upstate New York, for the TNCs, to legitimize them. To legitimize them. All right? In New York State, a whole new category. And I had a politician say to me, well, it's an economic stimulator. It'll be great for a single mother. What do I tell the single mother, you know, if you say she can't drive an Uber? I said, you're asking the wrong question, Assemblyman. The question is, what do you tell your constituents when the insurance costs go up 300 and 400% because that woman didn't have a license. That woman didn't have insurance, and there was an accident, and someone was hurt. And guess who pays for it? New York State. Okay? Everyone needs background checks, fingerprints. Everyone needs to be regulated by municipality. And especially in and around New York City, they must be regulated. I mean, there was an article about the United States Department of Transportation Secretary, Anthony Fox. You know, he said that the TNCs must comply with federal requirements such as ADA if they want to receive federal funding. So, ADA, once again, Uber doesn't have one accessible vehicle. It's not fair. Yellow cabs who've partnered with the city, you know, Mr. Khan, who spent over $900,000 on his medallion, he has an accessible car. He's having trouble making ends meet. And Uber, who has 42,000 cars, they don't have one accessible vehicle. So where's the city protection for Mr. Khan? Where is it, Christy?
I know. You and I both know that. And I hope, I told Mr. Miller that I know a lady cab driver, not Gladys, but you know who I'm talking about, Nancy. He wants her to give him a call. His office. So I said to him, I'll let her know.
She's well spoken. And
oh, yes, she is.
You should let her know. Well, I hope you had a nice Christmas, Christine, and I want to thank you for taking time to call into the Taxi Dave Show tonight.
Okay, Dave. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Ho, 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 ho. It's true, folks. This Uber thing, you're being taken for a ride. Oh, they're saying 30 states already have it. Why should we lag behind? You're asking the wrong question. The question is, why are you going to destroy an industry? People who spent their lives driving counted on medallions as a retirement fund. New people, mechanics, insurance brokers. Are you kidding me? And Uber, for the most part, they've said like 3/4 of their drivers are part-time employees. So you're going to displace full-time workers for part-time workers. It just doesn't make any sense. Did I hear Santa Claus is on the line?
Yo, ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, Taxi Dave. I just want to say thank you very much for all the stuff you've done during the year, and we're all very proud of you and your number one show. Ho, 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 ho.
Well, I want to thank you, Santa, for listening to the Taxi Dave show.
Who wears that mask?
You know, thanks. You must have had a busy night last night, huh?
Oh, my. You have no idea. What a night it was, Taxi Dave. Rudolph got into the ravioli. I don't know what smart aleck slipped him a can of ravioli, but when you talk about the wind between my cheeks, what a story that was.
All right, Santa. thanks for calling the Taxi Dave show.
Happy everything to everybody. Oh, you know, as soon as I keep saying, I gotta stop saying, ho, all these weird people are walking over to the slide now. I'm in Times Square, but that's another story. Ho, 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 ho.
Take care, Santa. I want what he's having, too. You know, here's an email. I was told by two police officers that they aren't giving out summonses to for-hire vehicles parked in taxi stands because of the holidays. I was told by anti-terror police officer that there was a gentleman's agreement to allow illegal parking by for-hire vehicles in taxi stands. I was told by black car drivers today who were illegally parked in the front and sides of hotels that they were taxis and the spots belonged to them in the hotels. Not parked in the front or side of hotels enables these drivers to obtain illegal fares from the doorman. These trips are not insured. So now that we know what's happening, what are we going to do about it? And this writer, Kami, says, call Midtown North, 212-760-8300, Community Affairs. She says, call Midtown North. 212-760-8300, Community Affairs. Or call Councilman and Dan Gorodnik, 212-818-0580. Or TLC Enforcement, 718-267-4500. 718-267-4500. Or Idanis Rodriguez, who's been on the show. He's the head of the Transportation Committee of the City Council, 212-788-7053. A lot of numbers here. So I want to thank you for sending that email in. Here's an email. Hey, Taxi Dave, a 10-hour shift will make it very hard to pay my medallion bills. Please help and request the TLC to stick with a 12-hour shift, please. That's right, folks. There's going to be a 10-hour shift. But while you're listening, I want you to listen very carefully. Don't drink and drive. Hold on. It wasn't beer, it was seltzer. But it's one of my props. I'm getting very thirsty watching all the ice skaters sweat down on Rockefeller Center over there. But there will be 12-hour shifts. Now, I don't want to give out misinformation, but we'll get a clarification on the 10-hour rule for the next show, okay? In the meantime, did you ever have trouble parking in New York City?
No.
I went to a friend invited me out for dinner this Wednesday night, and I drove into Manhattan, a gridlock alert day, and I had to meet 53rd and 5th. Good luck, Dave. So I parked at 51st and off 6th Avenue. It's kind of like a maze trying to go on streets and avenues that have the least amount of traffic. And then also you have the pedicabs on top of the bike lanes. It's ridiculous, folks, driving in New York City. And there really is very little enforcement. If you're worried about safety, stop the illegal street hails. Please stop the illegal street hails. It has to stop. It's ridiculous. But the city's going to make more money parking. There was a press conference this week in Kips Bay. That's in the east side around 30th Street. And something called Park NYC, okay? All motorists, if you find a parking place and there's a muni meter, you'll be able to pay for parking remotely using an app, an online system. You'll just have to register your license plate on the NYPD Traffic Enforcement Agent's handheld devices on the app. So you no longer will you have to put a receipt in the dashboard. The muni meters will still accept coins and still accept credit cards, but you really don't have to go out to them if you have this app for iPhones and Androids. You download the system, the app, you enter your personal information, put in a license plate number, load it at $25 a shot, and then park. And if you have to extend the time, you don't even have to leave. You just extend it with the app.
That's a great idea.
Now, it's a company called Park Mobile. And right now, Park Mobile is in 36 cities throughout the country in 2,000 locations. And they have over 5 million people using the services over 30 million times a year. And Park Mobile is also at 20 airports throughout the country. So you will be able to, and you're able to now, Park NYC, that's the app, and you too can pay by your smartphone. Amanda, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello there. I'm calling about the accessorized reimbursement.
Right.
You mentioned it about a week ago. Could you tell me where I could submit these receipts?
Okay. I was talking about the accessoride. Oh, that's when Malachi McCourt was on, because he actually takes accessoride. I'll tell you this, Amanda. I'm going to ask Noah to take your information and give him the question, and I will call you personally with an answer during the week, because I don't know exactly where you mail it to. I believe
okay.
It's accessoride. I don't have the address. But there are payments, by the way. You know, you can be reimbursed for taking a year. Are you in a wheelchair or no?
No.
Okay. But you can be reimbursed then for everything, I think, except the $2.75, whatever a bus fare is or a subway fare is.
Because I use them a lot, so this would really come in handy.
Yeah, I think if they don't show up, or if they're late by more than an hour, you call again. They allow you to take a yellow cab.
Oh, no kidding. That's something else I didn't know.
Yep, and you can be reimbursed in full, less $2.75, or the cost of a bus or subway fare. So I want to thank you this Christmas for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay, when we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union, the commercial loan and mortgage headquarters for New York City. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show on Christmas Day!
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com. www.HerefordInsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718 561-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe, that damn point, just about halfway. The hottest part of the day.
It's Christmas Day evening, and you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. All right. We have Tony Avella made a big announcement today. He's been on the show a number of times. He's been saying that homeless is... we have more homeless people than ever before. Our taxes continue to rise, and it's more expensive to live in New York City than ever before. And it's time to eliminate the corruption at City Hall, where campaign consultants and lobbyists sit at the table. It's time to stop dumping homeless families and individuals in hotels and motels throughout the city. It's time to end the financial assault on the middle class and adopt the 2% property tax cap that the mayor opposes. It's time to allow neighborhoods the ability to approve additional traffic controls in their communities to address narrow-minded anti-motorist policies, such as their crazed rush to install bike lanes and pedestrian plazas, which do little to increase pedestrian safety. And the boondoggle at the Queens and Brooklyn waterfront. It's time to fix our roads and infrastructure and end gridlock. Yay! Traffic and gridlock that encompasses our city. And he has so much more to say about seniors and helping with the funding, regardless of the size of the senior center, and better services to our veterans who've given so much and have received so little. And finally, it's time to put people in the neighborhoods first, in city and politics last. And for all these reasons, this is what Tony Avella said, I officially announce my candidacy for the mayor of New York City. Great. So we'll have Tony Avella on in the next couple of weeks, and he'll talk about why he thinks he should be mayor, even though I just told you what he thinks. Is there truth to what he said? Who knows? You know, everybody draws their own conclusions and opinions, but he's always been a straight shooter. In case you don't know this, the Taxi and Limousine Commissioners, well, two of them resigned. One is Commissioner Edward Gonzalez. He was appointed by Mayor Bloomberg. He actually worked at Citibank, a numbers guy. Heck of a nice guy. And also from Brooklyn, Frank Carone has left the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission and is no longer a commissioner. Frank was also an approachable guy, very intelligent, and understood things. So Ed Gonzalez was appointed in 2005 and Frank Carone 2011, and now they are gone. We wish them luck, and we hope the new incoming commissioners are half as good as these gentlemen were for the taxi industry and the transportation industry of New York City. So in case you were wondering, these cashless tolls, the Tappan Zee Bridge is the first to have it. There's no toll takers. You just drive through. If you don't have an Easy Pass, you're going to get a bill in the mail. If you fail to pay the bill after 5 notices, they're going to revoke your registration. So you kind of have to pay the bill. And ready for this, folks? It costs right now $500 million as an installation cost for the cashless program, and it's going to add an additional $149 million to operate over the next 4 years, okay, for billing processing, image reviews, violation enforcement, and legal activities. So it may be cashless, and they may be saving on salaries of toll takers, but they're spending an awful lot of money in the back rooms. Now, the latest numbers show There's actually a decrease of 200,000 bridge and tunnel crossings a year. This year, 200,000 less. So, of course, the people who want congestion pricing and to add tolls on the free bridges are saying, oh, it's because everyone's using the free bridges. But in case you didn't know, the cashless tolls are going to go live next week on the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, also called the UL Carry Tunnel, next week, and on January 10th, the Queens Midtown Tunnel.
Whoa.
So you heard it here, folks. Cashless tolls at the Queens Midtown Tunnel and the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Coming next week and January 10th.
To a theater near you.
Yeah, right? Do you think a picture is necessary in proving guilt when you get a summons? Well, there's a lot of frivolous violations. So Senator Jose Peralta is set to unveil a bill that would require city agents to snap pictures as part of issuing summonses. And the legislation would require the city agents to provide photographic evidence when issuing a summons for violations that are viewed by the city's Office of Administrative Trials and Hearings. That's OATH, Office of Administrative Trials and Hearings. Peralta said that, let's see, in last year, 58% of the summonses that reached the City Environmental Control Board were dismissed, and the Department of Sanitation had 462,000 summonses written in 2016. 462,000 summonses by the Department of Sanitation? Wow. The Department of Transportation summonses, this doesn't make sense, doubled to 67,000. That's interesting. All right, so do you think people should be required, if they give you a summons, to take a picture? Imagine if NYPD has to do that. You know, you didn't yield to the pedestrian in the crosswalk. I mean, here's the guy who called a couple of weeks ago who dropped a passenger off on the right side, didn't make a right turn on 34th Street, and there was no photographic evidence. He admitted he didn't do it, and the reason for it, it's logical, it's just, and they still gave him a summons. It's ridiculous. They don't want, it's part of the master plan, folks. They don't want cars with drivers. They want autonomous cars. They only want bicycles, buses, and autonomous cars. That's what the city of New York wants. They want to get rid of you. And on that note, I want to thank all our guests, all our listeners for making us the number one talk show on Sunday nights in New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut and across the world, whoever listens to us on the internet. Thank you all. I'm Taxi Dave. There's nothing I can say except thank you. And I got to go now. Take me out of the Today Show and bring me back to the Bronx, baby.
This has been a podcast from WOR.